Where it is 6:01, your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, and apparently we have the Fastlane fill-in coming up. Did you guys realize that we have that little segment coming back today?
I had no idea. So, yeah, you know, I saw that on the rundown.
We're going to do that anyhow, right? We're going to fill in some blanks, but we're a little early.
Yeah.
This was an old template.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it?
Man.
Oh, okay.
Where'd you dig this thing
up? We're going back a ways. I don't know.
Thank God Big Dave's a better attention to detail than Meek does.
Oh, God. How's that tattoo coming, Randy?
Coming along great. We're at the Ink Spot in St. Peter's. There are Ink Spot locations in Troy and St. Peter's, and Big Dave Canoy is doing a great job, and we're rolling right along here. So it's great. And we have With All Due Respect coming up in a moment. Send in your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Before we get to With All Due Respect, if you don't check your laundry before you turn the washer on, you need to start doing it because you'll never know what you'll find. A pen, some change, your cat.
What?
That's what one woman found after she ran a load of laundry through her washer. 45 minutes after the cycle was done, she noticed the clothes were still dripping wet. She was just about to shut the door again when she saw a single white paw sticking out from the wet laundry.
Oh, God.
It was her cat, Felix. He snuck into the washer without her knowing and went on a ride. After she pulled him out, she rushed him to the vet for treatment. The cat lost his sight due to the washer and even caught pneumonia. However, after a few days of care, his vision is back and he is eating again.
See, the cat's alive?
You can't kill cats, man.
It's got eight left.
Can't.
What
eight
is
left.
This? The one from Pet Cemetery?
Maybe.
Yep. Oh, yeah. God.
This is
good for the cat, first of all.
Yeah.
Check your laundry, people, or get a dog. Get a dog.
Get a dog. There's no, oh my gosh, get a dog.
Guys, a lot of people have said that the Blues winning the Stanley Cup doesn't feel real. With all due respect, it feels real to me.
Randy, you are doing it.
How far along do you think we are right now?
We're pretty close to done, aren't we, Dave?
Yeah, we've got less than a half hour.
I mean, this is perfect timing. We've got an hour left in the show. We'll be able to tweet out and maybe a little Facebook Live of the final product. This is awesome.
Can I do my with all due respect because it's topical?
Yeah.
With all due respect to all the great moments we've had here on this show since I have been here, this one is the best. I got to see Randy's nipples.
Now it's a party.
It is. This is. You ain't lying, man.
Uh-huh.
I did not think that I would ever see Randy's nipples.
Yeah, this place is optional.
Somebody did text in earlier and said, well, I guess this puts to bed the rumor that he was getting it on his butt cheek unless he does the show topless all the time.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
Yeah, what if he did just come into work like that all the time?
So it's his thing, man. It just makes Randy great. Now with that tattoo, he's going to be rolling in.
Randy, we have an HR department now.
Well, that's true. I forgot
about
that.
Yeah, he can't.
Darn it.
Allegedly. So we've spent plenty of time today talking about Albert Pujols and the reunion. And, you know, Randy brought up a good point talking about his retirement and how it's going to be handled in Anaheim and how would the fans do. With all due respect to the great fans of Anaheim, they've had good baseball there. They've had great players. I don't think they can hold a candle to the Cardinal fans. With all due respect. Because they nailed it this weekend.
It was a good weekend.
You guys could not have done any better. Congratulations.
And you know what? It's about what I expected. I thought they would be this good.
Yeah, they were fantastic. It was great. Big Sis, what do you have for us?
Well, kind of along the same lines from the Hot Shot text line, 65780 or 6570.
Did anybody text 6570 and then tell us at 65780 what it is? I'll do it.
Somebody should. Yeah, let us know. With all due respect, St. Louis again showed why the rest of MLB fans are our B-word. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Buddies?
No. I think they're going for
Babes?
Something else. No.
Like boys.
Come on, B-I-
Big league.
Binnington's.
Binnington's. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I give up. I'm the one who can't spell.
We're friends with everybody.
Gosh. With all due respect, it's time for Carpenter to go and Nolan Gorman to arrive.
Can we not skip a step? I mean, I like Nolan Gorman and all, but he's 19
Able.
Years old. Can we just go with, like, Tommy Edman
right
for
now?
A hot minute? I want to see Tommy Edman get a couple of reps.
Yeah, I kind
of
like what
first
he's
of all,
so
I want to see Matt Carpenter bust out of this because we saw it last year and he's very capable. But I'd like to see more ABs for Tommy Edman.
You know, last year they brought Marp in because his numbers, his peripheral numbers, StatCast numbers were good, and they said, hey, you're just hitting him bad luck. They can't do that this year because he's not hitting the ball particularly hard.
We're going to find some different numbers.
Yeah.
And Gorman is just now in high A, right?
Yeah, Palm Beach, they just moved him there,
so,
right?
So, yeah, I don't think he's making that jump.
With all due respect to PK Subban, I couldn't be happier that your classless play is out of the division.
If we're worried about classless play, that's not the guy I'm going to first. We just dispatched that dude a couple of weeks ago.
Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all due respect to cats and small dogs, any dog under 45 pounds is considered a cat, and cats are worthless.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree with the dogs under 45 pounds due to the fact that I got one that's under 45 pounds. She's a sweetheart. She's the best, and she's nothing like a cat.
I agree with you, BT.
Yeah. That being said, I'm still trying to lobby the wife for an enormous dog, but she says I'm never home, and I won't help with it. And she also said that she already has one thing that snores in bed. So,
and you grew up with an enormous dog.
Yeah. I mean, well, we always had bigger dogs. So we had Labs, and we had a Rottweiler, but we had a 200-plus-pound Mastiff. His name was Smalls, and he was the best. Going through, so this week at the house, we got new carpet, so I had to move a bunch of stuff out, move a bunch of stuff back in. And going through some stuff in the process, we found some old pictures and saw a picture of Smalls, the English Mastiff, as a puppy, and big old ears, huge feet. And I was showing my son because I knew his reaction. His reaction was, Mom, can we get one of these?
Yeah.
Yes, dude. My man. Let's keep pushing this agenda.
With all due respect, does Randy look nervous?
No, he's almost done. Can't look nervous now.
Yeah, he hasn't been nervous at all. I mean, Randy's been handling this like a true pro.
There's your answer.
There it is. There it is right there.
With all due respect, BT should not get a tattoo. It would stand out too much on that pearly white skin.
Yeah, I'm alabaster is what I got going here. But I think, it might color me up a little bit, which would be good. A nice little colorful piece.
He's already got a tattoo of the constellation.
Well, no, those are freckles.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that is. They're starting to come together, though, in something that on my forearms resembles a tan. But it's just a combination of freckles. No, tan's all relative, mate. You see here? Then look up here. You see?
Oh, wow.
You see the tan now?
Yep.
That's how it works.
And with all due respect, Ed should have invited Holy to get a tattoo with him.
I totally agree.
See, the only thing that could make this moment better, if Brett Hull, wearing his Ric Flair drip shirt, just came in the door and said, hey, Ed, what are you doing?
They're selling those shirts now. Did you see that? They're selling them online.
A Ric Flair drip, they better.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780. Coming up, one of our favorite segments, a game of What If, is next on 101 ESPN. Rob came in wearing his St. Louis Blues shirt as we celebrate the Blues Stanley Cup Championship today at the Ink Spot in St. Peter's, locations in St. Peter's and Troy, Missouri. And if you want to get a tattoo done, there's only one place to go in the metro area, and that is the Ink Spot. I can tell you from firsthand experience. We are going to play a little game of What If. Get your actually, you don't even need to text. I think Big Sizz will handle all the What Ifs for us here on 101 ESPN. Big Sizz, what do you got for us?
What if the Cardinals had already at this point signed Keuchel or Kimbrel? How different would the conversation be?
They'd be better off.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Well, you'd already have a close. Kimbrel would have been closing for you already, and Hicks would have just fallen back into a setup role. But you would have certainty at the back end of the bullpen. Now, there are a lot of teams that could have gone out there and signed either one of those. Only two ended up ponying up and doing it when they needed, but yes. And by the way, even though the starting pitching has been doing as great as it has been, I would still be interested in trading for another starting pitcher, an established one, to continue to help take pressure off the bullpen. But this trade deadline was going to be interesting anyhow to see what the Cardinals did. I think it got even more interesting because you do miss out on a frontline starter in Keuchel, the best closer out on the market in Kimbrel, and now you have a need definitely in the bullpen, and I still believe you have a need in your rotation.
And even with the news that we got today about Jordan Hicks with the torn UCL, I would still rather have a starting pitcher than a relief pitcher. I'd rather have a starter than a closer.
I agree with that, too. Well, couple of things. One is, depending on who the guy that's the odd man out of the rotation, maybe that guy can fill a role in the bullpen. And two, whoever you're going to get, which would be an established starter. I'm not talking about going out and making a trade and trying to get a fourth or fifth guy and just hope that he does something. I'm talking about getting a guy.
Right.
It alleviates innings that the bullpen has to pitch.
And I think we have to acknowledge the possibility Keuchel may not be good this year for the rest of the year. He's only pitched once. He wasn't particularly good, as you would expect him to not be after missing so much time. Kimbrel might not even be good for the remainder of the year. However, I am more on board with the idea of stockpiling as much as you possibly can, as many options as you possibly can, and then hope that it works out. Because the numbers will be in your favor that at some point you're going to have enough to help you. But they didn't give themselves those options, so now the road's going to be a whole lot tougher the remainder of the year.
We are here at the Ink Spot in St. Peter's. Big Dave is finishing Randy's Stanley Cup, Blues Stanley Cup tattoo right now. This would never happen at an establishment like this, a fine establishment. But what if you got a tattoo somewhere, you went home, and it was misspelled? Let's say, like, no regrets. What do you do?
The easy thing is you say, oh, well, you go back. Well, it's probably not the easiest fix in the world to go back and change something.
Oh, no, you could just erase it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
do that.
Use the pencil eraser.
Yeah, so you go back in to a different place. Actually, once that happens, then you head to the Ink Spot, and they'll come in and fix it.
Yeah.
But then you end up with a way bigger piece, most likely, right? Because you have to do something to be able to blend that in, and then you have to fix the issue. And then you end up having a whole sleeve.
Yeah,
like
I got
Ronge
a sleeve. It's a nice
got
sleeve.
Today. Ronge has got a pretty badass tattoo.
Yeah, let me adjust
today.
It, though.
Is that fire going
Yeah,
up
that's
arm?
Fire. It's pretty nice, right?
That's kind of cool.
Listen, this question's better directed at Lonzo Ball. He'll tell you how to fix it.
What was misspelled on him?
No, nothing. He just wanted the BBB, the Big Baller
gone?
Brand, eliminated.
So, but and then he incorporated it into something else, right?
Like he had dice. The artist drew dice over the top of it, a pair of dice.
Okay.
It still looks bad, but he covered up the BBB.
All right, got that going.
Okay, guys, hear me out on this one.
Okay.
What if the Cardinals traded for the remainder of Albert Pujols' contract just to bring in an element of intensity and focus that the club really needs?
Albert's better suited in the league he's in right now, and I think he even said that it helps that he doesn't have to play the field whenever he does play.
But he hit a home run, though.
He did hit a home run. I'm sure he was charged up this weekend.
I'll take Goldschmidt and the hope that he turns into the guy that he's supposed to be as opposed to Albert. While this weekend was fun, like anything else, I think that a couple more days of that and it would grow a little – you'd grow a little weary of it,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden he's hobbling out to first base. Like, uh-oh.
How about that?
What did we do?
A standing ovation every at-bat for the next 3 months.
If the Cardinals were going to spend $31 million and $32 million in the next two seasons, you would hope that it would be money better spent, all due respect to Albert, than spending it on him.
You could buy a lot of intensity.
Yeah, you could.
For $31 million.
We did get an update from the 573. This texter says, my wife's tattoo was misspelled, says Y-O-U-R, when it should have said Y-O-U apostrophe R.
That's awesome.
Get you every time.
I mean, it's not awesome,
so
but it's
apostrophe
awesome.
R-E.
Big Dave's like, what? Wait.
Yeah, apostrophe R-E, right?
Apostrophe R-E.
Okay, yeah. Meat doesn't spell.
Hey, I'm not
spell.
Great. That's why I'm not doing tattoos.
Yeah. Dave was the first one to say, that's not a word.
So this guy's legit. This guy's good.
And by the way, Dave is not taking a break. The tattoo is finished. Randy's done?
Randy's already done.
Yep.
Oh, man.
How about
he got
that?
The tattoo. It's over.
Golly,
and it looks
this
great.
This is the best.
It's awesome. I'm so happy that we came here. So, and Mary from Boston even likes it. Mary from Boston has a St. Louis tattoo on her arm.
Hers is really nice, too.
Very nice, yeah.
A lot of people are wanting the old regime back in St. Louis.
Okay.
Tony was here in town. What if Walt was still the GM and Tony had a front office job with the Cardinals?
I don't see things being better than they are.
The thing is, those guys, they aren't at the forefront of the analytics movement, which is where the rest of baseball is. I think if you don't get more involved in the analytics movement, I think you'll be left behind.
Yeah, I would love to have both of those guys within the organization and having that brain trust there. I still feel like, and I know that people have been upset here recently, I think the organization is in very good hands.
What if the Cardinals make no big-name deals at the deadline and fail to make the playoffs for a fourth straight year?
Well, those are two different things. I don't care about big names. I want good players. So it might be somebody that you haven't heard of that slides into the bullpen and tears it up. I'm totally fine with that. The missing the playoff for a fourth straight year, that's the one that stings the most, especially as, you heard John Mozeliak at the beginning of the season in spring training say, hey, it's important for us. We need to make the playoffs this year. To fall four straight, it's not like people are going to stop coming to the ballpark, but there are going to be some people that are upset.
What if you were in the Cardinals clubhouse after a game? You're talking with the manager, talking with the players. Mike Schilt starts to walk out. You say, hey, Mike, see you tomorrow. And he flips out on you.
I would be really surprised by that.
That would be awesome.
He's mild-mannered.
I'd be intimidated.
He's super nice, but yeah. He's intense. Like, so if Schilty got upset and was, like, fired up, I think that it would catch you off guard for sure. But you have to believe that if you're just someone doing your job genuinely as a member of the media, that someone's probably not going to attack you. So they might end up, getting mad at you, say a few choice words. But as long as they don't attack you, you should be pretty cool, right? You should be fine. And if they do attack you, then you can buy that house you've always been wanting to buy, probably.
Oh, yeah. You could probably sue for quite a substantial amount of money. But I think the bottom line here is this. Don't tell somebody ever again in the future that you'll see them tomorrow, because obviously people don't like that.
This is kind of a would you rather, but we're going to throw it here. What if somebody came up to you and said that you had to get a tattoo of their choosing, placement and design, or a piercing of their choosing. Placement
of their choosing?
Yes.
Who's this random jerk?
Could be a random jerk on the street or a random
101. The random jerk's going to pick your face. You know they're going to pick your
face.
Maybe
not.
I'm going piercing.
I'll take the piercing because I can take it out when he's gone.
But that's kind of like the rule. If you get a piercing,
now,
you can't.
Screw that guy. He's leaving. He's
just a random guy.
He's a random
guy.
I don't
care.
I don't have to be friends with him.
Randy keeps true to his word. You have to keep true to yours as well.
But he was very, very steadfast in where that tattoo was going. That has not changed at all. I mean, some rando just saying, hey, piercing or tattoo, I'll pick the place. What?
Real quick, I have a question for Dave here. Now that the tattoo is finished and it's on his shoulder, can he put his shirt back on, or does he have to stay like that for the rest of the day?
Well, at least another
15
minutes.
Oh, another 15 minutes.
We would prefer he drive home to Creve Coeur topless.
Yes.
If he could drive home. He can put his pants back on,
okay.
Dave said.
Thanks.
Randy, I want you to drive home just like that. Like you are in the state that you're in, but maybe go like 10 to 15 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, try that.
Yeah, I want to see what happens.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780. Next up, as we roll on here on 101 ESPN, baseball heaven has played a role in attracting some of the game's best players for years, but is it still a strong factor? That's next on 101 ESPN.
That was the voice of the Cardinals, Dan McLaughlin, talking about Cardinal baseball and why it is so special. And it was a special weekend, certainly, in St. Louis with the return of Albert Pujols. Guys, Dan and Rick Horton on the broadcast over the weekend referenced it a couple of times, and I found myself feeling the same way when seeing Albert out there. I found myself more time than once saying, man, I miss that.
Yeah,
I miss seeing that guy come to the plate. I miss seeing that awesome finish. When he hit the home run, they showed, like, the scowl on his face. You miss those things. You can also realize in the same time while you miss something that you're in a good place, without having that one thing. But a pretty special weekend, and the Cardinal fans definitely made it even more special.
This whole weekend was about appreciation and nostalgia. People missing, cheering for Alberts, cheering for him to hit a big home run in that building. You know, we miss it. And while you're right, I think it was, in the end, it was the right thing for both sides. It worked out for him. It worked out for the Cardinals, ultimately. I mean, though you'd love to have him here, I think everything worked out fine for both parties. This whole weekend was just about reliving all of that. And, you know, when are you going to see it again in this ballpark? Never. The answer is never. So what happened this past weekend is the last we will see Albert do that kind of thing.
Don't you kind of think that if Paul Goldschmidt had not signed by now, that would have been a great selling point for a guy like that, or a guy like Marcelo Ozuna, who probably saw Pujols play in the Dominican as a kid and probably grew up with Albert Pujols as his hero. Not that the Cardinals will have a significant amount of interest, but probably would prompt a guy like that to want to play in St. Louis. I would think yes. Every single Cardinal player that didn't play with Albert that saw this weekend would say, man, I want to be here.
Dang, I got to get there at some point. So that's a – to me – when you look at this weekend, you look at the impact that it could have in the future. That ovation makes no impact on the guy that's set up to make bajillions of dollars. I don't think, unless you have two teams that are right in the bidding and it's the same thing and that's what can push you over the top, then certainly that does help. But the almighty dollar is going to speak the most for most players, okay? Mm-hmm. But I do think that you might have the ability to get that veteran guy that's been around for a long time that just wants to win and be in a good atmosphere. That's the guy that you probably push over the edge with something like
that. The
guy
like when Carlos Beltran came here.
It's a great example. Lance Berkman, same idea.
And it's a combination of all that stuff. But I think the possibility to win is maybe outside of the money, I think the possibility to win is for most guys, the most important thing. They want to make sure that, especially if they're at the end of their career, I want to go somewhere with the chance to win a ring, somewhere I can do that. First, I want to get paid. Second, I want to go somewhere where I think there's that possibility I could be lifting a trophy later in the year.
Yeah, and I don't know that the Cardinals bring that to the table right now.
Not that particular thing, but they can give you the other two things.
Right.
I mean, they could pay you if they wanted to, and they could certainly give you a good atmosphere to play in if that's the kind of thing that's important to you.
Right. I just hope that the Cardinals are handling things, and I think they are, by the way, in a way that will cause players to want to come here. I still believe in the process that the Cardinals are using to get where they want to go. I know that there's a lot of disagreement about spending a lot of money, but I think ultimately this process is going to work out because it's kind of like the way the Cubs and the Astros have built. You add to a young core, and the Cardinals' addition to the young core, Goldschmidt really hasn't worked out to this point. But I think that's the way you do it now. I think you build a young core of players, and then you supplement those with what you need.
Astros kind of did that, too.
With Verlander, yeah.
Yeah, with Justin Verlander. And he pitched better. I mean, he was pitching okay, but when he got to Houston, he was even better than he was before that.
They don't win a World Series if you don't make a move like
right.
that.
Correct.
But yes, it is very hard to go out and build a team on just money. Organizations have tried it in the past.
Got to do both.
Teams. Remember the Padres just a couple of years ago, before mm-hmm. they actually got back to their roots of drafting and developing and making good trades and maybe fleecing the White Sox a little bit with Tatis Jr.
That was a really bad
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, it's going to end up working out pretty
Everybody
well.
Everybody loves James Shields.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
That's how you should be built. You should have players that you have under control, that you drafted, that you built around. But you do have to be able to pony up and spend when you have the opportunity to do so. And teams that are on the verge, and I'm getting down a different avenue here, but talking about just winning baseball down the stretch, is you also have to be able to pull the trigger on a trade when you need to. And that's something that the Astros were able to do with the Verlander stuff. And I am interested this year as we get closer and closer to a trade deadline, how it's going to look this year. Because there's only one deadline this year.
Right.
Verlander was the second deadline, mm-hmm. the waiver deal. I feel like there should be a lot of urgency or will be a lot of urgency around baseball. But, Randy, you had off the top. I mean, there are a lot of teams that are still involved, a lot of teams that believe that they're going to be in it. So they're going to be trying to pick from all the same different teams.
Yeah, National League, 13 of the 15 teams are within 3.5 games of a wild card spot right now. And how much is that going to change in the next month? Teams might be within 5.5, but those teams are all going to think that they have a chance to be a contender in September. So I think it will be hard to go. Miami doesn't have anybody to choose from anyway. So San Francisco will be able to ask for a ransom. And then there are some teams that have essentially bailed in the American League.
And also, we should shift the conversation then to what are the Cardinals willing to do based on what they think they are for this year. They went into the season believing they were going to be competitive, and they have been. Competitive is the right word. They certainly haven't been dominant. We've already gone through the issues they've had. But what do they think they are going into the trade deadline? And we're just a little bit over a month away from that. Do they think whatever they have is worth overextending themselves by trading away a prospect they really don't want to let go of in order to get a starting pitcher because they really truly believe in this year? Or are they just going to maybe tweak here and there, maybe a couple of different positions, and just hope that things work out for them? I mean, what are they believing they are moving into next month?
I really do think organizationally, and I think that this offseason tells us that they believe in this team, and they believe that they can go on a run. Now, we know this one horrible month, and it changes your plans. But if things even just stay the same, so the Cardinals are right where they are, they're a couple of games out as the deadline approaches, I think they make a push, and I think they make a strong push to get over the hump because back to a point we had a little bit ago, talking about John Mozeliak saying this offseason, we need to be a playoff team this year. Think that he's going to push every button he can to make sure he does so. And I think this year, and I could be proven wrong here in 6 weeks or so, but I think this year more so than in years past, I feel like they'll be more aggressive at the deadline.
And the Cardinals have done a pretty good job of evaluating the players that they've traded away, the pitchers specifically. But I wonder if what's happened now over the last couple of days with Reyes. Reyes has pitched in 15 or 16 major league games in the last 4 years. You figured that he was going to be a stud for you, and now you lose Hicks. I wonder if that kind of scares you into maybe being willing to move a young pitcher that you wouldn't have been willing to move before.
I guess it depends on who the pitcher is and what you're getting in return. But Reyes is off the table now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, nobody's trading for him.
Right. So
I also think it just has, and we have a long time before you really pull the trigger. Not to say you can't end up making a trade early, but I think a lot of it has to do with who steps up in that bullpen, too, and what roles are solidified. Because, even if Carlos goes into the ninth inning seamlessly, which I think that we all, at least in this room, think that he has the ability to do, well, who ends up filling that role? I mean, it's a trickle-down effect when you make a move like this. So if those guys step up, so if Miller's the guy that he's supposed to be, a guy that we mentioned earlier, Giovanni Gallegos, a guy that might have to step up into a larger role, and Mike Shildt, Mike Maddux have proven that they're very confident in him. If those guys can all do those things, I think there's a little bit less of an urgency, but you still have to do something.
You know what's interesting is that Madison Bumgarner is kind of the Paul Goldschmidt of pitchers. He's never made the money that he should have made to this point in his career. Goldschmidt signed for 130 over four, essentially. And that's the kind of move the Cardinals make, is if you can get the Giants to agree to a deal with Mad Bum, then you bring him in here. He's reasonably close to North Carolina. You expose him to these fans, and he's been exposed to great fans in San Francisco too. But this is just a little bit different. This is that college football type atmosphere that people talk about. And I'm sure if you're the Cardinals, if you go out and trade for a guy like that, you trade for him not as a rental, but with the idea that you're going to be able to sign him long term.
Well, that's the way they've always operated, right? Doing it the way you're talking about in just getting a rental, that's if they feel like everything else is complete and you have all you need, but this is one playoff push that you really want to go hard for. So if we can get that guy, that rental that can help us for the next 2-3 months, then we're going to do that because we believe that pushes us over the edge. That's not really where they are right now. This is not that team. They might do really well if they get into the playoffs, but now it's an issue of getting into the postseason. And as you mentioned earlier, all those teams in the National League that are all bunched up right now fighting for that playoff spot, that's what they need. That's what we're looking at now. But they're also going to want that guy to stick around after this year.
I wonder if the Mets, who are one of those teams that are within 3.5, do they hang in now with everything that's going on? They probably move their manager. Cano isn't what they expected that he would be. I guess if you have a healthy DeGrom and Syndergaard and Diaz in the bullpen, you almost have to, right?
Well, especially with the offseason that Brody Van Wagenen had when he made that deal, when he got Diaz, when he brought in Cano, I'd be surprised if they ended up selling everything. But honestly, anything Wilpon owned, I wouldn't be shocked, I guess. I mean, they don't seem to make the best moves ever.
Wait, are you saying they're not a very well-run organization?
I would just say track record probably says that. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not saying that.
That's interesting.
Just saying that overall, maybe they're not the best run organization.
Maybe they are willing. Not that I would want to trade for him because I have a lot of questions about Syndergaard, but San Diego had interest in him last offseason. I would think that he could bring a pretty big haul.
I mean, yeah, it would take a big haul. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the questions, I'm sure, Randy, on your end, are just surrounded by the injuries and what, you know, what he's dealt with. But I'd be in on something like that. I love the idea even of a rental of a Bauer or I like starting pitching. I like it a lot, and I'd love to have a guy that you know you can hand the ball to.
I don't know when Corey Kluber is going to be back, but I'd roll the dice on an injured Corey Kluber.
I wanted it when he was healthy, but I'm still in.
Well, I don't know what the injury.
He got a line drive off his forearm, right? Wasn't that broken, like fractured his arm or something?
He should be okay.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. Eventually.
September.
It'll just make his breaking ball better.
Yeah, right. It's a broken arm, broken ball.
They're not going to trade him when his value is this low, though.
Yeah, probably not. Coming up, we're going to head down the stretch of this edition of the Fast Lane from the Ink Spot in St. Peter's, where my tattoo is complete.
How are you feeling right now, Randy?
Fantastic.
I mean, you're done. This was your first ever tattoo session. It lasted roughly, 3.5 hours
right.
at least. You feel good?
I feel great. And I love the tattoo.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The thing is fantastic.
So I'm very happy with it.
It's very good. I got my own photo. I'm framing it.
You are?
Yeah.
Good.
And the people can see the photos on the 101 ESPN Fastlane Twitter. They can go check it all out. Updates throughout the day.
Fantastic, yeah. So you got
can
the
they go to our Facebook, too, and see some of the videos and stuff
videos
that we took throughout the day? I mean, you can go through the process with Randy, minus, the subtle pain. You can just do it.
We've got a game of Would You Rather coming up next on 101 ESPN. Hi. It's time for a game of Would You Rather here on 101 ESPN. You can send your text in to the Hot Shots text line 65780. And with your Would You Rathers for us, here is Big Sizz.
Okay, guys, would you rather have your big toe cut off of one foot or you
what
can
is wrong with people?
What?
Seriously.
It's just a text,
all
man.
All right.
Or you can cut off two toes of your choosing on the other foot.
One big toe or two random toes?
Yeah.
I'm going one big toe still. I know.
Nah,
doesn't that mess with your balance?
What do
yes,
I do? That, what do I do that's dynamic now? I walk from place to place and I sit and I talk. You know, like that's my life now. I guess I chase my kids around.
I think I might have turf toe. My right big toe hurts really bad.
You should get a tattoo on it.
When you don't use of that baby, it affects you. I don't want to go without a big toe. I think I'd rather go with two smaller toes on another foot.
I agree with that.
In their prime and on this current roster, would you rather have Jimmy Baseball or Scott Rolen?
Scott Rolen.
Rolen was awesome.
I think that
Jimmy Baseball. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, I think I would go.
The ground ball pitcher in me came out as soon as I heard Scott Rolen. Oh, please.
Thing is,
please, Scott.
With Jimmy, you have that left-handed power bat in the middle of the lineup. And Rolen's a right-handed power bat in the middle of your lineup. Both superb defensively. That's a hard choice. I think I would go with Edmonds.
I think I'm going with Rolen right now because that position on the field is the thing they need most.
Yeah.
That's the spot that's lacking.
I feel like they could use center field, too, that dropped bombs.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt. But at least you've got the defensive play. At least that's covered.
So, BT, you didn't like the big toe question.
Well,
you weren't
I mean,
a fan of that,
it just
cutting
gets
off
to
the
be,
big toe?
It's a tad aggressive for the first one out of the gate for Would You Rather.
All right. Well, we're warmed up now.
Our listeners don't really pace themselves.
No, they don't.
Would you rather eat only microwaved hot dogs on a bun without any condiments for the rest of your life? Ugh. Or right now cut off both arms?
Both arms, man.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll go with the hot dogs.
Dive into whatever I want.
You're going to die after like 2 years of eating nothing but hot dogs.
That's
anyways,
true.
Right?
Maybe less than 2 years. You know, maybe 30 days, something like that.
I don't know.
Who's both arms. Who's the dude that did Super Size Me? Morgan Spurlock, does that sound right?
That's right.
That sounds good.
Yeah. He was visiting with his doctor along the way, and all he did was eat fast food for breakfast, lunch, dinner every day for a month. And like 2 weeks in, his doctor's like, you got to stop.
You're going to die, bro.
You're going to die. Yeah.
But if you would lose both arms, could you still
clap,
murder a doctor's wife?
Yes, you can if you have a prosthetic.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Well, that's just one, though. Could you do it with both arms gone?
I feel like, and somebody can Google this, has there been a murder committed by somebody with no arms?
Yeah, in a movie.
No.
Which movie?
Fugitive.
Both? He had no arms at all?
No, just one.
We need both arms gone.
Oh, that, yeah, you could.
I didn't mean to stump you with this question.
I'm sorry, what if you had knife hands?
There has been a guy who murdered a double play with no arms.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. That was Bucky LaGrange, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him.
With all the two-arm shortstops in the minor leagues, I don't know why he kept getting a chance, but he did.
He didn't ever hit.
In ever, Jerry. In ever.
Would you rather have your nipples or your belly button pierced?
Mm. Or. Oh, this is a. Or. Oh, man.
I think
they'd both look really sexy.
You could get some Blue Note nipple ear nipple rings.
I'm going belly button, I think.
I could see it, Randy. I could see that.
It's a would you rather.
The belly button has to hurt worse.
Don't you
right?
hate the idea?
Okay,
well,
nipples
okay. Big Dave says, right, let's go with the belly button. Yeah.
I had a buddy who lost a bet and had to get his belly button pierced with
a
dangly jewelry
that
said slut.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh, man.
You don't want to make a bet with Dave and his buddy.
<I'll tell laughs>
yeah, come to find out.
I'll take that bet.
Then you have to wear belly shirts yeah. like for a week.
I got a belly button ring that says slut.
Would so you've got to walk a mile to save your family. Would you rather do it on broken glass or hot coals? Barefoot.
Hot coals.
A mile?
Yeah, you're screwed either way here. I don't know how you keep going on broken glass. I'm going to pick hot coals too and just continue to like, you know, yeah, run as fast
run
as you can.
Run on the balls of your feet.
And pray for the best.
You walk fast enough, you should be okay, I think.
I agree. I'm with that. Hot coals.
Would you rather have a rare condition that only allows you to communicate with eye twitches or farts?
I think the eye twitch.
Yeah, eye twitches all
you
the way.
You could probably develop like an SOS kind of, what is it, Morse code? Yeah.
I got one of those the other night. I drank way too much coffee. And then I had the involuntary left eye twitch,
mm-hmm.
the eye twitch. I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the eye twitch. I'm going to go with the eye twitch.
Would you rather show up at home, the wife's at home, and you surprise her with a tattoo or a piercing?
Well,
tattoo.
Look. Oh.
The wife does know about this, right, Randy?
Yeah.
Joan knows.
How did that conversation go at home? Is she supportive of this?
Not 100%.
You might as well pull up to the house on a Harley tonight. Your man is home. Give me a beer.
Who are you?
But, so, we were out walking the dogs one night last week, and some guy was mowing his front lawn, stopped his lawnmower, and walked down and said, Randy, yeah? Hey, when are you getting the tat? So, it's bigger than me. It's
Yeah, I mean, you can let Joan down, but you can't let people down, you know?
The entire St. Louis community.
Right, everybody.
Oh, man. By the way, the answer to your question is a tattoo. I'd rather surprise my wife by me getting a tattoo than a piercing.
With her name.
She joked that, actually. She's like, are you going to get I Heart Andrea while you're there? I'm like, no. No, I'm not.
Would you rather, in their prime, have Albert on the Cardinals or...
Albert.
Mike Trout.
Albert.
Still picking Albert. I love Albert, but I'm picking Mike Trout. He's so damn good. And he plays center field, and he's getting better.
The thing with Albert, though, is that In his prime, Albert was winning games for you. It was unbelievable how, and BT, you lived it, how if you needed to win a game, he would come up with the big hit or the big play to win a game. And it wasn't
Every
just
time.
Hitting. But it was base running. It was fielding. He was unbelievable in his prime.
And Trout could do that, too. He's just not on a very good team.
I bet he crumbles under the big
lights. he seems like that kind
he
of guy.
He doesn't even know how to handle a stage like that.
Would you rather be a hero that accidentally does bad things, you can't help it, or a villain who always does good accidentally?
I'll be the villain that does good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the hero that does bad things, is he? But does he also do good things? Like, is he?
I think he tries.
He
intends to do good, but it just never
works
out.
Just
the level of incompetence here.
How do you get the moniker of hero?
He's trying, man. It's
yeah,
all about
great.
The effort.
I tried to do a lot of things.
Maybe he's Spider-Man Jr.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with the bad guy that actually does good things.
Yep.
And one more. Would you rather the Cardinals spend the farm on a true ace like Max Scherzer or sell off Carpenter and Ozuna and Carlos Martinez and build up another team for the future?
Scherzer. I'm going with that. I believe this team is close enough to win. You get a Max Scherzer here. Did you see him over the weekend? Black eye, blue eye, brown eye.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He's doing it.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
There's your producer, Brad Barnes. Ronge.
I am glad, Randy, you didn't have to go through much pain today. Wasn't like that.
No, not at all. BT.
Well, Randy got his tattoo today, and I heard Mike Schilt, if you guys win the World Series, I heard you're getting a tattoo.
Dodie Rallman getting us on the air here at the Ink Spot, and Mike Ryder doing a great job, as always, as our board operator. And thanks to Big Dave Canoy and all of the staff here at the Ink Spot. We really do appreciate their hard work and their great work. If you're getting a tattoo, it's the place to go, the Ink Spot. For all of us, thanks so much for tuning in, texting in, and being a part of the show. And until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, good night, St. Louis.